I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sunday is the 7th anniversary of the triple disaster in Japan. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa notes.
Many of you remember the earthquake, number one, second tsunami, and thirdly, the nuclear power plant explosion. Most of the area damaged through tsunami and then earthquake, if you go there today, you cannot see the devastated stage that we could see in the first 5 years. Now it's been pretty much recovered.
Although the land is healed, many people are still hurting. Japan News says unattended deaths of people who lost everything in those disasters have increased. But Asian Access is responding with tangible resources to show people the love and hope of Jesus. Would you pray for continued healing and unity in the church? And Slavic Gospel Association's already prepping for its summer camp ministries in Russia and Central Asia. SGA's Eric Mock shares.
Through these summer camps, a great number of these kids are hearing the gospel for the first time. And by God's grace, many of them are coming to faith. And so the summer camp ministry in all its different forms, which changes by geography and economic situation, these have become one of the primary tools, along with mercy ministry, in reaching people that you couldn't reach any other way.
$41 sends a child to camp. But every year, SGA falls short in its ability to meet the financial needs of sending all the kids requesting help to attend the camps. Would you consider sending one child to camp this year? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.